Thank you for your patience and thank you for speaking with us. Guinea seems to have erupted in recent protests. What exactly is going on?
Basically, it's the opposition parties, not one party, it's a group of parties that are protesting against the government. The reason being, basically, in the past few years, meaning since 2010, there have been many other protests, and during those past protests, there were some people killed, and there was also some political alliance, some political deal that was signed between the opposition and the government or the ruling party. Now, today's protest that have been in Conakry, it is to request that those deals that were signed to be respected. Now, part of the element of those deals, there are like people who have been victims. Either they lost their houses, or they lost their shop, or they got killed, or they got injured, to be taken in charge by the government, and everything needs to be paid. The second thing is, since the current government got elected in 2010, the local government has not been elected, meaning like the municipalities and other small offices that are electing office. So as of today, these offices are held either by people appointed by the government or by some sort of deals made between the political parties. Now the opposition is requesting an election to be organized so that people choose their own leaders in their municipalities or other local government offices. They have been like at least three deals signed since 2010. None of them was respected by the government, and the opposition party is requesting for that to be respected now.
Mm. Is there an arrangement for elections anytime soon? First of all, is there any more years left on the term of the current president? And are there any plans to hold elections anytime soon? And are these arrangements concrete?
The current president is there until 2020. So the next presidential election will be 2020. There have been rumors where the people are saying he's making arrangements to change the constitution, which limit for each president two terms, each term being 5 years. So he did the first term, which was from 2010 to 2015, and the second term was from 2016, meaning like January 2016 to December 2020. The elections are supposed to be held in November 2020. Will there be held, yes or no, we don't know yet. Now, the local elections were supposed to be held 6 months after his election in 2010. Now, those elections have been postponed. Finally, he organized the parliament election for people who are like in the parliament. This election, we thought he was going to organize both the parliament and the municipalities at the same time. He separated them. So until now, he didn't organize the local election. Now, there are many speculations about that. Some are saying he wasn't elected fairly. He knows if he organized the local elections, basically, there will be the opposition will help, will hold the base of all these municipalities, so it will be very hard for him to basically to cheat on any other election. Now, the next upcoming election, which we think might happen before the municipality, is renovating the parliament, because the parliament is also there for 5 years. They already held 4 years, so in 2018, and normally, if nothing changes, there's supposed to be another election for that. We don't know what's going to happen. So the opposition doesn't want any other national election to be held in Guinea until the local elections are done. Each person knows which city or municipality is the holding where are the stronghold they want that to be done. Plus, what I just told you, like many of the militants of the opposition are in jail. Some others are paralyzed because of the election. Even today's protest, more people are saying there have been 6 wounded, but the officials said it's 2 wounded, 1 is in critical condition.
Okay, so there seems to be a lot of protests lately. Not too long ago, we witnessed a couple more protests.
Yes.
Are these protests just for the reason you stated earlier, i.e. getting the president to respect the deals that he made with the opposition, or are these protests for him to step down?
Well, all the political protests are related to that. About a month or 2 months ago, there was another protest with a huge outcome. According to a lot of people, there was more than 2 million people on the street who was asking for the government to respect their deals, and others are saying, no, it's not that much. The bottom line is there was a lot of people. But in addition to the political protests, there are other protests that happen, like employees of the government asking for raise, and people like social organizations asking for human rights to be respected. These type of protests. So there are many of them happening in Guinea.
So you're saying that the opposition is not necessarily calling for him to step down. They just need him to respect the agreements that he made with them, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Right now, they are not calling for him to step down. All they ask is for the political deals to be respected and the constitution to be respected. That's what they're asking.
How serious are these protests? Are they just people going out to make their voices heard, go back home, or is there real rage where people kind of like take matters into their own hands and stuff like that?
Like the past 3 political protests were sort of peaceful, meaning just to go out and yell, you know, do read some speeches, things like that, and go back home. But before that, the protests were very, very violent. The reason being, there was some counter-protests, meaning people who supporting the government used to come out also and say, no, we're supporting the government, and now these 2 group clashes. And 99% out of the time when these 2 clashes, the army or the police or other armed forces get involved and they support the group that is siding with the government. And there have been like a lot of shootings, a lot of people died. Since this president was elected in 2010, more than 70 people have been killed like that. And there was billions of dollar, of course, the Guinean National Fund, of losses as far as economical or merchandise or people's houses getting burned or people losing their cars to the protest, things like that. So it was really violent. But since the current president has been elected as president of the African Union, the protests have been kind of peaceful, and his group now, his supporters, are not coming out. And the police or the military, when they come out, it is just to protect the protesters, to make sure there is no fight, everything goes smoothly. So in a way, these past 3 have been peaceful, but the previous one were not.
So the president, what's his name again?
Alpha Condé.
How is Guinea doing under President Condé?
This is my personal opinion. Somebody might have something different. In my book, he's the worst president ever. he came with a lot of hope. Why a lot of hope? He is the first democratically elected president, even though a lot of people are saying like he stole the election. But to us, he was the first one who came to power since Guinea became independent with election. That's one. Second, he is the only college graduate who left Guinea so far since Guinea became independent. The first president, Sekou Touré, only had like high school degree. The second president, Lansana Conte, he was a military guy. He didn't even finish high school. And then the third president, which was Moussa Dadis Camara, another military. A lot of people said he finished college, but nothing was proven to happen. It was under his presidency that in September 28, 2009, they killed and raped a lot of women in a stadium in Conakry. So that also wasn't good. Until somebody, his military aide, shot him. He didn't die, but he was sent to Morocco for treatment and then to Burkina Faso, where he remained right now since then. And now, after him, there was another one, another military who came to power also for a couple months. He was the one who left for the office for Alpha Condé. Now, Alpha Condé spent more than 4 years in France. He is educated, they're saying like he's a professor. However, Guinea being like slacking in every way. Right now, Conakry is the capital of disease and the dirt. Like when you see the road is so dirty, you cannot imagine. Every single public road has been degraded. It's not working. It's like a place like 130 kilometers that you can do in 1 hour. You can take more than 6 hours to do that. That's how bad the road is. And there have been a lot of corruptions. You know, there's no single sector where you can say this is good. His latest action was to go to China, sign a $20 billion deal with China for bauxite at the rate of $3 per ton, while the current market rate is $12 per ton. So that's like he divided the price by four. And that's a contract for 20 years, $20 billion, 20 years now. Who's going to do something like that if he loves his country, really? This is why in my book, I'm going to repeat this again, this is my personal opinion, he is the worst president Guinea ever had.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back to Sekou Touré for a second. You're saying Sekou Touré was not democratically elected?
No, he was not. He was not democratically elected because, like, in his time, there was a few parties, few political parties, but they organized themselves and say, okay, let's all group ourselves against the colonizer.
Mm.
Once the colonizer leaves, then we'll deal between us how we're gonna do. So they put him leader when he was became leader, and then they organized a sort of referendum. You might call it election to ask the Guinean people what they want. They want the independence, or they wanna remain under the colonization. So by 98% Guinean people said no to the colonization. So the colonizer left, and then Sekou Touré, since he was named leader, he was at that time a syndicalist, how you call that, like a union leader. And then he became president. Now, his first course of action was like eliminate every single potential adversary. So his party, PDG-FDA, was the only ruling party, and the only party, it was one party that remained in Guinea during his entire 26 years of presidency. So there used to be election organized during his time, but it is within the party, and no one dared to run against him, because the next, the first, when you live, when you give your hand that you want to be candidate, you are not going to spend the night in your house. You spend it in jail, and 99% out of the time, your family will never see you again. So only president that was that came to power by election is Al Capone.
I see. So let's go back to the protest before we wrap up.
Okay.
How do Guineans in the diaspora feel about all these protests, and how do they feel about the presidency of Alpha Conde? This time I'm not asking your opinion. I'm asking you to give me a general overview of how Guineans abroad feel about all the protests and all the goings on in Guinea.
Okay. The Guineans in general, like the majority of them, if I say majority, I'll say by 70-80% of the Guineans that are in foreign countries, whether it's in America, in Europe, or other foreign countries outside Guinea, between 70-80% of them are against Alpha Conde's action in Guinea right now. Now, the remaining, like 30 or 20%, depending on which one, are mostly people from Alpha Conde's ethnic group, the Mandingos. So they are not supporting him because he's doing good action. They are supporting him because they are in the same ethnic group. The bad thing in Guinea right now, and this is 100% honest, we don't have, per se, a political party. We have ethnic parties, you know. Each political party that is there, his majority, the majority of his supporters are people from his ethnic group. So people are not looking at like the plan. What are his programs? What are what he intends to do for the country when he becomes president? People are not looking at that. They all, the only thing they're looking for is his last name. Is he a Soso? Is he a Mandingo? Is he a Fula? Or is he from the forest? You know, that's how they identify, you know. But the majority of the people right now are against Alpha Conde's action, including in Guinea itself. If I can give you, there is another city that is far from the capital, it's called Boke. It is a city of mines. There are like a lot of mines there. So those mines have been given some to the American companies and others to Chinese companies. Now, the new mines that are given to Chinese companies, people are protesting there because of that. Why? There is too much dust coming up with the truck coming from the mine, going through the city to go to the port to drop the bauxite and then come back. So too much dirt. People are getting sick and nothing is being done. So they started protesting against that. What the government did is go to send the army to shut them up. A few people were shot by a real bullet. They died. So ever since, that city is in basically protest and unstopped protest. So this is a situation that doesn't work for the economy of the country, you know. And the other thing is they just signed deals with these international corporations without taking into consideration the how you call this, the environment, the impact of the environment, the impact on social issues, the impact on people's health, the impact on local economy. They don't do any of those studies or try to make these international companies accountable for anything. They just sign the deals, get money, most of the time put it in the pocket instead of put it in the government bank account for the entire country to benefit from it.
I see. So, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Abdul Diallo. But before you go, Ghana is celebrating what we call Founders Day. And I'm mentioning this because the name of Sekou Toure came in the discussion. Sekou Toure is a huge figure in Ghana. He's a very, very much respected icon in Ghana.
Yeah.
Do you have a message for Ghanaians on Founders Day, which is also to celebrate Kwame Nkrumah, who was, of course, great friends with Sekou Touré.
Yeah, I say congratulations to Ghana, and this is not their holiday, this is all African holiday. There were a lot of people in Africa that really wanted to do good thing for Africa, to unite Africa. Among them are Kwame Nkrumah, and I also think about other people like from Zaire, from Guinea, from Mali, like Sekou Touré that you are talking about, like Modibo Keita, and many other people who fought for African unity. The message I give to the Ghanaian people right now is to celebrate the independence. Now, independence doesn't come cheap. Independence comes with hard work. Independence comes with coming and sitting down to talk about the country issues, taking under consideration the social issues, the cultural issues, the religious issues, and the shape of a type of democracy that belongs to Ghana. Not a democracy that is imported from the United States or from France or from any other country. We African countries need to learn to create our own form of democracy that going to take under consideration our values. So I ask the Ghanaian people to celebrate this independence, these founding fathers, and also to try to pave the way for these new generations like you and me to make sure we have a bright future coming ahead of us, not something dark like other countries are doing.
We appreciate the time, Mr. Diallo. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.